Dearly beloved, we are gathered here on this Sunday afternoon to lay another mainstream media career to rest here in the woke cemetery. This burial plot is smaller than usual because this media career only lasted 6 months. We have arranged the burial plot away from the donut diva Brian Stelter so he and King Charles will not be tempted to fight over a piece of Don's lemons. Grab the cucumber of the person standing next to you as we take a moment of silence to remember the short life and soon-to-be-forgotten legacy of King Charles. Oh, another one bites the dust at CNN. I guess it was fun while it lasted, Charles Barkley. I hope you enjoyed your weekly and sometimes bi-weekly sessions with Oprah's landscaper. This past Wednesday night was the final episode of King Charles on CNN. Now, for those that don't know, King Charles was a weekly show on CNN featuring Charles Barkley and the woman who was Oprah's personal flight attendant in the 80s and 90s on her private flight to fame, Gail King. Charlie and Gailey, they opened the show Wednesday night claiming, "This will be the final episode of our limited series with CNN. Gosh, Charlie, it feels like we have been doing this show forever. I cannot believe it only took us 6 months to be the number one contenders in the upcoming huge embarrassing failure awards." You know, I have to give Charles Barkley and King Gail credit. They have managed to accomplish a lot in their 6 months at CNN. Their premiere episode back in November, it was the least watched premiere on the sinking Titanic in over a decade. Yeah, at a dump that struggles to draw flies to a fresh turd, King Charles, they could not attract the Rainbow Warriors to the Pride Parade. For months leading up to their premiere, the thinking was ratings in primetime at CNN, they could not get any lower. Charles Barkley and Gail King, they were determined to prove that theory wrong. During the fourth quarter of 2023, CNN, they averaged 582,000 viewers in prime time. King Charles came in with a cool 471,000 viewers. Move over, Caitlin Collins. Katie Roo! You were no longer the biggest failure in prime time. We took your ratings decline and boosted it by 28%. Woohoo! Yes. There's just no other way to describe it. This experiment with Charles Barkley and Oprah's plumber at CNN, it can only be described as a huge embarrassing failure. You know, I wonder, who could have predicted this? I seem to remember someone who has been saying since this deal was signed last spring that Charles Barkley would fail miserably at CNN. Who was it that was saying that? Oh yeah, this guy. And look, it was nothing against Charles Barkley. I like Charles Barkley. Even though he doesn't know shit about fuck about the modern NBA, Charles Barkley is incredibly entertaining on Inside the NBA. When he is being interviewed on other platforms, Charles Barkley's amazing. But the reason I knew he wouldn't work at CNN, it's the same reason I have been saying that Pat McAfee won't work. Well, the reason I've been saying that Pat McAfee isn't working at ESPN. Charles Barkley doesn't fit the network. The dozen or so people left who are watching CNN in prime time, they're not watching for comedy. They're not watching the network to hear Charles Barkley screaming fake threats to Trump voters. Oh, it's been bad! The handful of people watching CNN, they're watching for one of two reasons. Number one, to get updates on the news. Number two, to cure their insomnia. Are you having trouble sleeping? Don't rely on Ambien. Don't rely on melatonin. Turn on Katie Rue Collins in prime time. She will transform you from a bitter beast to sleeping beauty in no time. When they opened the show Wednesday night, Gail King claimed that this would be the final episode of King Charles. Now, I was somewhat confused by this comment. I knew they were scheduled to go on hiatus this month. Charles Barkley's going to be busy. He's being paid millions of dollars by TNT to not watch the NBA playoffs and give his expert commentary on it. Now that it's spring across the country, Gail King, She will be busy pruning Oprah's ferns and taking care of her vegetable garden, making sure those cucumbers are growing to their preferred size. I knew the show was taking a break, but I was under the impression that CNN was going to bring it back later this year. Sure, I've been telling you guys that there's no way CNN could justify bringing back King Charles because it's tanking their primetime lineup on Wednesday nights, but there's been no indication that that was going to happen. CNN is paying Gail King $12 million a year. You really think they gave her that kind of money to host a weekly show for 6 months? CNN was hoping the drawing power of Charles Barkley would boost their ratings in prime time. They were hoping this would be a long-term solution to their long-term ratings problem. Instead of paying Gail King $12 million, CNN, they could have given half of that money to me. I could have saved them the other $6 million by telling them, this ain't gonna work. Going by what Gail King said Wednesday night, King Charles, it has been canceled by CNN. Now, she called it a limited series. She made it sound like this was the plan all along, but I ain't buying it. The only thing limited about this series was their limited ratings. If this show was a success, CNN would be bringing it back later this summer. There's no reason to bring it back, though. CNN, they could show live footage from Club Shay Shay featuring the dancing queen Jackie Mahomes commanding the stage in his tuck-friendly bathing suit, and that would draw more viewers than King Charles. A couple of months ago, it was reported that CNN president Mark Thompson, he was looking to trim the talent budget, or in the case of CNN, trim the lack of talent budget. Now, this is pure speculation on my part, but I think Gail King was the first victim of these budget cuts. Last year, when CNN announced they were launching this show, I told you guys this was a risk for Charles Barkley. Now, obviously, it wasn't a risk for Gail King. She saw that $12 million offer, and she immediately knew she could not turn it down. There's not another dumbass in the country willing to offer Oprah's landscaper $12 million to tank their primetime lineup. But the success or inevitable failure of this show, it would fall on Charles Barkley. If the impossible happened and the show was a success, Charles Barkley would receive all the praise. When the inevitable happened and the show's a huge embarrassing failure, Charles Barkley would take all the blame. As it turns out, I was partially right. I was correct in predicting that the show would be a huge embarrassing failure. I was incorrect in predicting that the failure would be blamed on Charles Barkley. Now, initially, that was the case. That was happening. Charles Barkley was being blamed. Now that the show is canceled, Charles Barkley isn't being blamed because no one has noticed. That is how irrelevant CNN has become. This dump of a network, they canceled their biggest star. Hell, they cancel their only star. Like I said, Gail King opened the show Wednesday night saying it was their final episode. And no one in the mainstream media has noticed? It's been 4 days and no one can find enough interest to give a shit? During their six-month run, King Charles averaged 451,000 viewers. Their final episode, The Emotional Farewell, 412,000 viewers. They threw themselves a going away party and no one bothered to show up. You know, even though Charles Barkley was never going to work at CNN, this failure, it really is an indictment on the network. For starters, they spent months promoting the premiere episode. Charles Barkley is one of the biggest stars in the mainstream media. The curiosity factor alone should have been enough to attract 750,000 viewers, right? That would still put CNN in last place amongst the big three cable news networks, but that would have been a significant increase on what they usually average. After months and months of promotion, King Charles debuts on CNN with the lowest ratings in over a decade. Remember last year when they tried Bill Maher on Friday nights? Remember how that experiment ended? Failure. CNN, it's like they are throwing metal to a magnetized wall and they still can't get anything to stick. And it's only going to get worse going forward. If you're collecting woke welfare at CNN, I suggest that you stop polishing the turd and start polishing your resume. If you need some help, contact Andy Cooper. He has been polishing his resume for months, anticipating the expiration of his woke welfare. If this wasn't an election year, I think Mark Thompson would be trimming the payroll right now. With it being an election year, I assume he wants to stick with familiar faces, but of course, problem at CNN, there are no familiar faces. Throughout the year, though, there have been reports claiming that we could see major changes at CNN later this year. Over the last couple of years, there's been a couple of layoffs, but for the most part, the layoffs, the people losing their jobs, they were working behind the scenes. If these reports are true, the major changes coming at CNN, they're coming to people working on screen, the so-called stars. Andy Cooper, goodbye. Wolf Blitzer, woof woof. Jake the Bongo Tapper, maybe Katie Rue Collins, maybe. Caitlin Collins might survive because her salary is pennies when compared to some of the others. But the traditional failures at CNN, they could be looking for new jobs later this year. The question is, will it work? I am assuming that Mark Thompson is looking for fresh, younger faces. There could be a problem, though, with this strategy. Think about it. When was the last time that CNN created a star? When was the last time that CNN created a household name? Was it Chris Cuomo? Hey, it's me, Chrissy C! Seriously, I don't know. At this point, I don't know what Mark Thompson can do to save CNN. The network doesn't have any credibility, and once credibility is lost, it is damn near impossible to get it back. But you tell me, can CNN be saved? Better yet, is CNN worth saving? Also, give me your thoughts on King Charles being quietly canceled by CNN. Sound off in the comments below. Like, subscribe, share the video. I appreciate your support. Best way to contact me is by email at btlkc84@gmail.com. KC_BTL84 on Twitter. I'll see you guys tomorrow.